R.I.P. to the Chubb Tuckers and that motherfucker's knee.
Yeah, for the second time.
Now, first time it got buried at Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
And it came back different.
Then it got buried again in Neyland.
Well, now it's, yeah. Well, no, the first time I thought it was Neyland.
It was.
Well,
I thought you were going on a bit, like, you know, Pet Cemetery.
It got killed in Neyland, and then it was buried at Pet Cemetery. And
then
he made it to the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, name's still, but yeah. I saw that video, but I didn't. I think whoever was taking it, like either the cameraman on the TV or he just didn't have it on the TV. But like, I didn't see the last name on it. Mm-hmm. And then my buddy, who his first round draft pick was it Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was his first round pick, and he's like, dude, pray for his knee, which I am. I'm not kidding you, because when John told me the background on that, I'm like, holy
fuck. The same exact thing happened to the same knee against Tenham motherfucking C.
And honestly, I
didn't wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened against us.
Against the Titans?
No, against the Vols.
The first time it happened against the Vols, I thought.
He thought they were playing the Titans.
Sorry.
Guys, you guys keep prefacing this like we know this isn't the second time we're talking about, right?
Well, no, I thought you didn't know about it happening at Tennessee.
I know everything.
I told you about it
earlier. Okay.
I got people, okay?
He's got me.
I got sources.
I know more than you do. I used to go to their football offices.
He's got Ray Charles, too.
God damn, suck our dicks, all our enemies. Shout out Mansion Secret Park.
I can't see shit, but I can hear. Ooh, I can hear.
But no. When I saw the play, I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
Oh, it's bad.
And then when I was talking with John about it earlier, he was like, yeah, it ain't the first time. Like, what? And he goes, yeah, against Tennessee.
Yep.
Same knee. I'm like, so there was Disney and that knee? We all chuckled.
I like the Disney, that knee.
Disney and that knee. But.
That was
are you going to change the... R.I.P. to the Chubb Tuckers is what it should have been. That's a good.
Oh, he'll be back this year.
Good team name. But are you going to change it while he's out?
He's out for the season.
Are you going to put a...
He'll be back.
You think this season?
He's out for the season.
Did you see which way that knee bent?
I haven't seen out for the season.
He doesn't even do yoga.
Yeah, he's out for the season.
If they make it to the playoffs and he's doing like that montage shit, we're going to see a movie out. And probably too soon, but it should be in 8 years, but we'll probably see in 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way he's coming back this season, like, for the championship playoffs.
Like, when that happened to him at Georgia, he was out. He might have been out a few games the next season for Georgia.
I think anybody might be, depending on what, you know, it happened early on. So maybe he'll be, again, we'll do a montage and he'll be back for the playoffs if the team goes.
Well, it's
who's he even fucking play for?
The Browns.
But they're not going to the playoffs. Playoffs?
They're 1-1.
Aren't we all? Shut out Lions.
Titans, 1-1.
Yeah, are we all?
Saints, 2-0.
One point.
See how well they do.
We won by 6.
See how well they do when they get rid of the rapist. That guy was not good. Roethlisberger, was that him?
That's for the Steelers.
No, who was your guy's? Oh, no, he was racist, not a rapist.
Drew Brees is not a fucking racist.
You should have just corrected me earlier before I called him a rapist. I'm sorry.
He's a goddamn godsend.
No, that's what everyone's going to know him as from here on out. I'm sorry.
But I do feel bad for Chubb because I think he's a better running back than Henry even, you know, but for the Titans. But anyway.
Regardless, Tommy's season shot. I'll drink to that. Something that has been cracking me up. I just want to lighten the mood real quick. Will you pull up your talk, please? I sent you a talk. Specifically for now.
Just for this reason.
Well, not just for this reason, but it's just been making me laugh for the last couple of days. I'm not going to lie. Rue sent it to me, but it's just so simple. It's funny, you know? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I thought you were quicker with
our special guest.
The computer.
Which one is it?
The guy that's clearly going to be the lead singer.
I don't know, guys.
Johnson. Like, it almost sounds like some Charlie Brown shit. Like,
that's like a comic strip joke.
It was, yeah, it was like a quick 1, 2, 3 punch.
It's louder now. My volume was like halfway.
Which should be called AC/DC. Which one of us should be the singer? I don't know, guys. You could be any one of us.
It's like doing a water boy.
It's just so stupid. I'm sorry. It's so simple. But Bruce said that to me. Like, there's a lot of videos that other people send to me, and I feel bad because I'm like, Tommy might even get the brunt of it, but at the same time, he sends me a lot of golf videos, and we haven't been golfing a lot together. So, but like, there's videos people send to me, I'm like, oh, maybe you thought that was funny, but not bad. But that one just got me, I don't know. It's like, conversations that never happened.
Wasn't his name Agnes, too, or something like that? Angus?
Angus, man, I don't know.
I think it was.
Angus Young?
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that why he dressed like that? Was that the lead singer?
He always had a little schoolboy outfit on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, no, that's a guitarist, ain't it? A little schoolboy outfit with the fucking...
I couldn't name you one member of the band, I'm sorry.
Angus Young. Yeah, pretty...
I honestly, at first when I heard that, I'm like, well, AC/DC didn't do Welcome to the Jungle. And then I was like, I looked up a couple of songs, I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. That I was like, maybe it's funny because they're not doing the right band.
So my fucking shit, as far as AC/DC goes, Hell's Bellies.
Okay.
Like, that song goes fucking hard.
I mean, if you play some song like
Rolling Thunder,
like, there's plenty of songs where I'm like, yeah, dude, I like
coming
throughout the 90s and even some early 2000s, like, that was played during what was it, like Thunderstruck or something? Like,
yep.
Like, that was played during our warm-ups, so my childhood.
Yeah,
like,
that
I know
was,
a lot more AC/DC than I know.
That's in Varsity Blues. That's the game they get their ass whipped
because
they're hungover.
Because they're hungover as
from strip club.
What was that teacher's name?
I don't know. She was a 10.
She's a 10, I say. A goddamn 10. Yeah.
Miss Kiefer from my high school.
Yeah, but lead guitarist Angus Young, and then the lead vocalist was Brian Johnson.
Praise but Jesus. No, that video cracked me up. And I wanted to even also let in love with John. I sent you a video.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's been making me kind of laugh the past couple days. This is an old video. I hope you guys have seen it.
Right.
But if you don't, like, it's this guy getting his hair cut, and the barber's just, I don't know.
Now,
yeah, did you get it oiled up?
Oiled up.
Did you get that thing oiled down?
Oiled down.
Yeah, did you get it oiled up?
Oiled up.
You talking about the oil change?
Yeah.
So why don't you just say that? I mean, what the fuck? Every time I come over here, you always gotta take me through this homosexual rigmarole, man. What's wrong with you, man?
Rigmarole.
Just cut my hair so I can get the fuck out of here.
Shit, I'm at the end now. You want me to get you from the back?
Get me from the back? You talking about taping me from the back? Travis, come on. Cut this shit.
Get a skateboard.
That was great. You want me to get you from the back?
That's been so kind of something the other day. He's like, he said something about getting that thing hold up. And I was like,
that was so fucking.
Why are you always gonna take me around this homosexual rigmarole? He's like,
yeah.
So like, I was like,
what is a rigmarole? I've never even heard of that.
I think I googled it as well. Like, but that's what I'm saying. It's such a funny thing. It's like, sounds like some old British shit. You know. I don't know what the...
Did you get that thing hold up?
Get that thing all down? What? Did you get the thing hold up?
So
you talking about the oil change?
I'm pretty sure my mamma used to say rigmarole.
Rigmarole?
Rigmarole.
I never understood it.
Like, it's like, I assume it's like nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably. Like...
You give me the bullshit.
Homosexual nonsense?
Yeah.
Why are you talking to me like this, sir?
Yeah.
Did I get the oil change? Just ask. So that's, I don't know.
I'm down with
your
size.
I don't know if the video is a fake or real, but I love it.
It was so funny.
The first time I saw it cracked me up, and when my coworker kind of brought it up, I was like, because once in a while we'll drop a reference and kind of like, oh, yeah, you fucking got it. You know what I'm talking about. He hit me with one the other day. The thing I told you about, John, where it was like, I hope all the bad things happen to you. We don't like from the play haters ball.
Nobody else but you.
Like, I was like, hey, thanks for getting that for me. He's like, no problem. But I hope all. And I was like,
right.
Play haters ball? He's like, yes. But yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, to lighten the mood, because I'm going to tell a dark story about a blonde-haired bitch.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. He, yeah, Tom, you thought I was talking about a lady? Or as you call them, females?
You're talking about me, ain't you?
No.
No, I'm talking about a blonde-haired bitch named John that works at the BP gas station.
Yep.
And
fucking AKA Bill Walton.
Local market is what they got. Like
Bill fucking Walton.
His name's John.
His name tag is John, but honestly, he lies about a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, they're like, what name do you, because you don't have to have, when I worked retail at Michigan, I had literally in my name tag, it said guy. And this one old guy, like I told him about it. Luckily, there was a spot for him to like, plop his butt, because when he's like, "So, guy, is that short for something?" I was like, "Oh, no, my name's Dave. Like, we just have three Dave Davids here, so I just told everyone to call me Guy." Mm. Thought that was the funniest fucking thing.
Looks like that.
He looks like that, but a little more leaner. You know.
Do you know who that is?
A little more scary. I'll be honest.
Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
That's Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. If y'all know who that is, if you don't, Google Bill Walton.
So, if Winning Tom had went further, you would have met Bill Walton. He played for the Celtics.
Well, dang, yeah, but I tried to get the show to keep going. All right. I tried.
They canceled it, I heard.
Tweets, my letters.
But no, that's fucking. He even sounds just like him. I know exactly who you're fucking talking
this
about.
Little bitch ass John Boy blonde hair.
Serious. Going up. $20 pack next week.
He's like, dude. Mm. I was like, typing in my phone number. If you type in your phone number, you get the rewards deal. You get three Red Bulls for the price of, like, fucking $2.50 a piece or some shit. Instead of, like, the $3.50 there. He's like, rewards are down. You're like, well, then I'm just going to take one. And now you have to put these away. But last time, I was just getting a couple packs of cigarettes. You know, nothing crazy.
Cigarettes going up. $30 pack next week. You smoke me in those?
Cigarettes are going up. Not only are cigarettes going up. And he talks a little more clear than that. He's like, he's ex-military or his dad is ex-military. No joke.
He's ex-fucking.
Do you think he dyes his eyebrows or he is just blonde everywhere?
I do not like that man.
I don't either.
I fucking hate
him. I called him the B-word earlier. Rewind it back. I called him the B-word.
He used to be at the Exxon on Alcoa Highway.
I still got to meet this guy.
You don't want to. Literally.
He's the blonde version of you. No, I'm just kidding. This motherfucker is angry all the damn time.
6 years ago at the fucking Exxon on Alcoa Highway, it was when I was hanging out with Trey I worked with at O'Charlie's.
Yeah.
He lived in the apartments behind the fucking flea market. So
Blondie did?
Blondie.
Well, no, he worked at the gas station.
Okay.
And I'll never forget the first time I fucking met this guy. Trey told me about him before we walked in there. He's like, this fucking guy that's working.
So angry.
Every time you buy a pack of cigarettes from him, he will tell you next week they're going up $10 a pack.
Oh, yeah. No, it's $15 now.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him in a while. You should come see him with me.
We got a search. And I fucking shit you not, like clockwork.
Yeah.
I get a fucking 12-pack of beer. Pack of smokes, and this mother was like, next week, we're going up. $10 more a pack.
The first time I told John about it, this would have even been like a feat of rage. Like, I wasn't mad. I was just like, dude, you're not going to believe the encounter I had with this gas station clerk. And mind you, this isn't the first time I met the guy. But it's the funny thing is where I'm just like, maybe I didn't have someone close enough to me to share this, like
this fucking
this
guy.
Kind of anger of like, what's this?
Yeah.
Is it me? No, so the first time, yeah, rewards is down. I'm like, wouldn't it give? I'm like, well, just give me one pack then, bud. Mm-hmm. All right, one pack. He's like, yeah, this is going to be $15 next month or next election, maybe. He might have even said that shit, to be honest with you.
Next election?
Well, you're gonna vote. Who are you gonna vote in? Because they're gonna make it $15 a pack. Oh, menthol, they're getting canceled. I'm like, yeah, I read that. I've been reading them for a couple of years. Like, I've always a little bit kind of combative.
They really have been talking about
and
that.
I've read some of the stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I know, but
because they're more intriguing to the youth because they're mint flavored.
Like, let me go fucking soil my land and grow tobacco, so I don't have to worry about seeing you. Yeah. Because that would be the big... I'm not worried about saving money.
I don't want to talk to you.
I'll pay taxes to grow tobacco plants to... Give me rat poison. I don't give a shit.
They're not going
to
cancel any type of cigarette. I'm sorry.
Well, they have been talking about menthol for a while.
They have. But yeah, that's
not going. I don't know if that's just liberal white news or what. Mm. I don't know enough about it.
But they have been talking about it.
I've heard it places other than theonion.com.
Yeah.
That's a fake website. Like, don't read. Like, it's jokes. It's like Mad TV. Mad Magazine.
Cigarettes going up $15 a pack next week.
It's like the National Enquirer.
No, the one before that. National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
Like that.
So I do like that I knew who you were talking about before you said it.
This last visit. Sorry. I'm glad you had material on this too. Like, I thought this was going to be a quick... John's heard the story.
Yep.
But I was like, I think I'm going to...
Fuck that guy.
I didn't want to talk about it on the cast because it's fucking stupid.
I haven't heard visit.
But I'm like...
I haven't heard visit part two yet.
So...
I feel like there's a part two about to happen.
Well, the last time I went there, yeah, that's when he's like, oh, hey, can I get cigarettes? He's like, yeah, I started to type in my phone number, which is, but for the discount, he goes, rewards are down. And I sigh out, I think I'm in my fucking apron. I'm there, like, at my 15-minute break, like, shout out Zach, Lamb, a cig. I told him, I go, if I lend you a cig, I'm going to have to go to the gas station on my break and get six.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really said anything, which, not a big deal. I've done that before.
Yeah.
But I always know in the back of my head I might have to deal with this motherfucker, blonde-ass John, dude.
His bitch-ass.
Bill Walton.
Dude.
Bill Walton.
Yeah, Casper.
This bitch-ass.
Tan Casper, dude.
Uncle Cousin.
He's tan as baby hell. Baby Johnny. Even in December. He go piss me off on my birthday, and I'm like, why are you so tan?
And you say he looks like Boomhauer?
Yes! That's the blonde guy that's hanging on me.
Yeah.
He looks like Boomhauer, but he talks way better than Boomhauer.
Yeah.
But angry.
Angry Boomhauer.
So I go, two packs of NXTs, because I know they got a little deal. So I type my phone number, awards is down. I'm like, I'm already halfway there. Did I already say this on air, and we're repeating it? Or
no, you haven't said this yet.
So, he goes, boop, 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 hits the button three times to get it gone. Like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, the cigarettes are going up $15. I'm like, it's good news. I swear to God, I said that to him.
That's I normally don't. Great response.
It was the best I could come up with. Just like, I want to not be in the situation.
So, you know, he hated that. Like, that hurt him the rest of his day.
Here's what was even better. Was that he had to hit the enter button another 16 more times because he's so angry. So I could put my card in there. And it took $2 off.
There you go.
I go, oh, look at that. A couple bucks came off. Yeah. Reward system is fixed. Like,
what did he say after that?
Nothing.
What could he say?
But it was like, there's going to be $15 next month. Like, okay, all right, dude. Like, let me take my card. Go home. All right, go to work. Fuck.
Dude, he has been saying that apparently for 6 years. Yeah, it was 2017 when I first met that motherfucker.
The only thing I can imagine is that his mother was also a gas station clerk. And
smoked cigarettes, died from lung cancer.
You fucking wish, you pussy. She was working in a gas station that's still a lot smoking inside. But guess what? You know, they also allowed back in those days cigarettes to be in front of the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And so she caught some people stealing cigarettes from the front counter, so she came from out back. He never comes from out back behind that counter. You could probably say anything you want to this blonde-ass bitch. And he's not going to leave his desk, you know.
He's not going to leave counter. His place of solitude. Or, you know, he's safe.
But she came out there and be like, hey, you guys can't steal those cigarettes. And they're like, yeah, the fuck we can't. Pow! And they... blast her in the gut, and that didn't kill her. And so they came back to beat her to death with their wrists.
He's really a superhero.
Like, so he's like, what the heck?
He's really a superhero. He just works in the gas station just waiting for an altercation.
No, he just
like that to get revenge.
He's trying to get people to stop smoking cigarettes.
He doesn't
want an altercation. He's a scared little squirrel, dude.
If he didn't have a family member die of lung cancer.
Well, it has to be lung cancer or my story. Those are the only two logical. Wait, what was
my story? So he is also the same way with smokeless tobacco, like dip. I've heard him, like, the person in front of me was buying a can of dip.
So you think he had tobacco shoved up his butt?
Something you think traumatizing
you
with.
You think he used to wrestle.
Tobacco. And then fuck this guy.
And then he got hazed freshman year, and they shoved tobacco up his butt. And dude, so he's trying to be like, don't use tobacco.
Have you ever met the goat attendant that works at that fucking convenience store, Alan?
The what?
The goat.
No, what? You're talking to homeless people at the gas station?
No, this dude, he worked at the It's the K&S.
What the fuck is the K&S?
That's the gas station that fucking dickhead works at.
The BP, the local market?
Yeah.
So it's, you like this guy.
It's the K&S.
So there's a homeless guy named Goat.
No. He's the dude that works there. His name's Alan. He usually works the overnight
shift. Did he shit or one of y'all fart?
I didn't fart.
Yeah, okay. I didn't fart.
He might have shit. Oh, he shit. Good job, buddy.
That's good. No, Alan that works at the same gas station, he's the fucking dude. That's fucking Rop. That boy.
he waited until we started casting. But to take a big steam.
So this motherfucker told me a joke that I wish to God I could claim this joke as my own.
You can't. Just don't tell anyone that someone else told it to you.
I gotta give him
credit. Oh, you're already... Dang.
Yeah, I gotta give him credit, man.
Here, drink some of this.
So, it was when I worked at fucking Chili's. Worked right there, you know, above fucking K&S.
Okay.
When I get off work, go home. Or, you know, go to the gas station, get a pack of smokes, six pack of beer. I'd buy fucking Bush. Get up there, put my beer up there, get a pack of cigarettes. This motherfucker, cold-blooded, no hesitation, looks at me and he's like, you know, I never drank Bush. I only ate it.
Ooh.
I fucking lost it.
Blonde bitch said that to you?
Alan.
Oh.
Who's dude that works there. I was like, dude, that's
this is the cool one.
That's a fucking goat not line, the blonde dude. Bitch. Like, that's a line only a fucking badass
dude
can say. How old was he?
No, because... Oh, he's old. Like, that's the guy that's been working the gas station line, like, I'll get this young boy with this line. And it does. It works. Hey, I've gotten hit with some gas station
lines. That's the best line I've ever heard. Yeah.
I like that.
Some gas station zingers, dude.
Yeah, you know.
That was the best line I've ever heard from a fucking gas station. I'm just like, dude, like... Fuck yeah, man. Like, hell yeah.
The best line I was hit with was, rewards are down. And I gave up.
You texted
him. I said, he's right.
You texted
him. Next time I said.
You said him straight.
I was like nerd rage, you know. I swear to God, I'm going to take my number no matter what.
You know. Fuck that guy.
Dude, I seriously. I don't like him so much. Like.
Dude,
I don't think about hurting people regularly.
Somebody made a Facebook rant about that guy.
It might have been me when I was sleepwalking.
No, this.
I'm not kidding.
That's what we're doing in my closet the other
night. It literally is like.
Pause.
It's
what
like
the hell?
This chick that I went to you high school closet. That I went to high school with that I'm just friends
you
with.
Just made us have the gayest of all time.
I know, right?
Because we went to high school together.
Going back to. Yeah,
this come guy. On. She made a fucking rant about this guy.
Not happy with that guy right there. Not you, Tommy, but
like
little guy.
No, what time?
Yeah, not like Tommy.
Apparently, you know. Oh goddamn hiccups! She's on food stamps. Gas stations, fucking. As long as it's cold, take fucking food stamps.
It was a fake laugh.
It is funny, you know, with that part. But anywho. Apparently, they have a sign out that says, we do accept EBT. When she went to ring the food up, he's like, all right, we don't accept EBT here.
Bomb bitch fucking denied her food?
Yeah.
Fucking hate this guy.
Really?
I swear to God.
So he hates homeless people and smokers and dippers.
Oh, he's the hardest core conservative you've ever met.
He works at a fucking gas station. I'm not trying to be disrespectful because I never job shame. I don't.
Right.
But, like, he's clearly judging other people, so fuck him.
He is a hard...
He's not even a manager.
Hardcore.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
You don't even run your own fucking county, sheriff, bud? Like, fuck
you.
You
don't even run your own drawer, bitch.
For real. He goes, I'm coming to the Kenjo. I've seen Angelica counting that shit for you. Do you know numbers?
He goes, there's a new sheriff in town in the Kenjo.
I might slide he in the sheriff, he like has, one of those toy sheriff beds. Next time, like, next time you're telling me what's going on with this place, you should wear this, please.
He has
I'll
to be
probably
that.
Get banned or beat up, but I'm okay with that.
He's the guy that shows up every day, and that's why they can't fire him.
Ew.
Like, he shows up on time every day.
Or... I'm not saying he don't show up on time. He probably do that. But he also, like... Do you know my grandpa is Gregory Kenjo? oh, fuck. John Kenjo?
That's not a Kenjo, though.
Fuck. John Kenjo. I think... Or used to... I know it's local market now. Is it
not
Kenjo
at all? It's not Kenjo anymore.
Where they get that gasoline from?
It's, like, one of the few actual BPs. It might be the only BP in...
Maybe his dad's name is Craig BP. We don't know.
That fucking British Petroleum, baby.
I changed my name once.
Yeah, no, like, after the fucking Gulf shit, dude, like, around here, they're like, nah, fuck you, BP. Get the fuck out of here. And then that one fucking gas station was like, oh, we'll still rock them.
They're doing fine.
Yeah. Apparently. Dude, they're in a convenient location. Like, you got all the fucking...
Lee's Chicken.
Businesses right around. So, it is a true convenience store.
So, we can get yelled at and Lee's Chicken. I was going to make a joke about Lee's Chicken yelling at you, but I've never been there, so they're probably...
Dude, try some Lee's Chicken, man.
Is it good?
It's good. I'm also, like, I don't know, this might be, like, the redneck side of me coming out, but, dude, like, chicken gizzards.
That don't sound good. That might be the northern side of me.
So good.
Just anything with too many Z's in it, I don't like it, you know, gizzards.
They have the best chicken
like,
gizzards.
Like, lasagna's only got one Z, right?
No Z's.
And it does not have a Z. It's not.
L-A-S-A-G.
I was spelling how we do on the streets.
Spazagna.
Spazagna.
That's got two Z's.
What you think I'm talking about?
Spazagna's got two Z's.
Fucking love you, dude.
Love you, boys. Take a quick break.
Smoke break.
All right. We are back. And... if you guys couldn't see me, which you can't, wearing a Cheddar shirt, drinking out of a Cheddar's koozie, they sent us an ad to read. Take it away.
Dude, go eat their food. It is delicious and it's made fresh. My favorite racer, Kyle motherfucking Busch, drives for them. And so that means I eat sides for them.
Come on.
They got them pot pies that'll melt your eyes. They got the tenders that don't leave your tummy like a blender.
They don't.
Goddamn. It fucking blacked out. I'm sorry.
I think you gotta start over now. Legally, you have to start over. From our new sponsors.
Just touch the screen.
Keep a finger on it.
Regroup.
All right, we're going to edit out that first part.
All right. Dude, go eat their food. It's delicious and it's made fresh. My favorite racer, Kyle Busch, drives for them. And so that means I eat sides for them. They got them Popeyes that'll melt your eyes. They got tenders that don't leave your tummy like a blender.
Mm-hmm.
They also got ribeyes, I think. Anyway, eat at Cheddar's Casual Scratch Kitchen Cafe.
All right.
Getting paid.
What the actual fuck?
So you had something you wanted to bring up? I thought you said you had something to bring up from the outside.
Oh, my drunken drinking water state.
This is Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
Monday morning,
baby.
Apparently you got the story.
So, no, you came downstairs... I don't know, still drunk maybe, off of WW something.
Did he yell at you again?
No, but he does this. So I'm still not sure if he does this for people or not. But like when he like drank the night before, he'll get himself a big drink of water.
I heard.
And I go, oh, it's so fucking good. Every fucking time. And it drives me nuts. Guess how many times? Every fucking time.
So did he do this while you're on the couch asleep?
And I don't... I can't remember if I was already awake before he came down or if I heard him scrounging around upstairs.
Scrounging.
Probably looking for the goddamn water bottle or something. All right? And... yeah. He comes downstairs. No. I don't even think he turns the light on, which I think I said, turn the light on. Like he's using like a phone, and I just hear, poo. Like he's throwing ice cubes in a water bottle, poo. Emptying the ice cube tray, poo. Like 8 cubes.
I like my shit extra cold. Goddamn it.
75% of the ice.
Maybe 75% was left, but he took 100% of that. Left the tray on the counter. Said, I'll get to that tomorrow. Not ice in the freezer, as far as I'm concerned. He's not wrong, but still. Like,
there was still a full fucking tray.
If you empty the ice tray, you're the one that was like, if you empty the ice tray... Because you're like, I'll fill it up even if 4 are missing. I'm like, nah, I'll wait till it's all gone. But I won't leave it on the counter like an arrogant son of a gun.
I needed water, and I could not wait.
Dude, he dropped every ice cube in that water bottle he left the money for you in.
Like, violently. It was violent
so
ice
much noise. I'm like, what is going on? And then he fills up his water bottle, chugs it. Oh, that's so fucking good. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Fuck you. You know I'm awake. You did that for me. I hate you so goddamn much. He's Kevin Malone from the damn Office.
And then he goes, throws up. Then he throws up.
Apparently the next day he puked and didn't go to work.
This is all the same morning.
Or
right?
Later that day. He puked. I don't think he puked yet. I was like, all right, I should be sleeping in my room upstairs. That's fair. I'll give you that, but oh, the extra shit? What is your problem?
Oh, dude. Me and water, when I'm that dehydrated.
I thought
we have a special bond.
I thought there was numbers on the ice cubes and you were fucking shaking them up like Yahtzee. I go, what is he doing with these ice cubes in the kitchen? He's shaking them up. And then it was silent for about 14 seconds. And then I hear, oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Dude. So when when I'm that dehydrated, I got to talk to the water.
Dude, seriously, you were coming along when he said a snicker. Like, oh, yeah.
So the night before is when you had... the beer, the buffalo chicken bites, and the ice cream.
And Nick got his first birdie before Tommy did.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Or he got a better score than Tommy did. That was that night.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to rub it in. I apologize for if that was a... What do they say at Old Man Shane's?
Oh, OL.
OL. Was that over the line?
Over the line.
Or was that... That wasn't a... what did they get?
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's good, that for, was him. It's good for him. That was well. It's fucking annoying for me.
It's fine, dude.
But.
Everyone matures at their own rate, son.
He's competitive.
Son, you know? At their own rate, they mature.
It's fine. But, yeah. You'll get this, too. Fucking.
You'll get your first.
I was goddamn dehydrated. When I drink some fucking water when I'm dehydrated, dude, it's
my pet peeve when someone goes, oh, yeah. When they consume, so it's like,
Kool-Aid man.
Did you need to say that? Like, yeah. I'll get a whoop, whoop, like,
at that moment, something, I'm like, at nice, that moment, but... I did need to say that.
Yeah, yeah. I just love the story. That was so fucking funny. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Tyler, for doing it. So, Dave, thank you for telling
me. I just want to tell you guys, drinking water with him is like watching football with him. Way too fucking extra.
Intensity.
I love you. But Hacksaw Ridge, possibly, what do we call it? Hicksack Bridge.
Yeah.
But John was supposed to watch it. He didn't. So shame him, Tommy, if you don't mind for me.
Yep. I didn't watch it. Sorry, guys.
That was a good shame, and everyone heard it.
He put it to me. He put
you
the
book said to you me. Didn't like this movie. I like the movie. I just want to say, like, I'm not trying to be contrarian, but.
Well, what, I know
didn't
the back
you, what didn't you like about. Oh, sorry.
What I was going to say.
Give us a backstory out of the movie, actually, because.
Yeah. So basically, this guy's a passive aggressive nurse or surgeon or whatever.
There's a name for it. A CO of like a. Fuck, give it a good. What was.
But he. Does he not eventually win like a Purple Heart without firing one single bullet?
Yeah. Legally, he doesn't have to care. He's a conservative. Seriously, well.
The.
Will you Google it, Tommy?
I don't even know the verbiage.
What was Desmond Doss? It's like a CO. It's like a observator or something.
Yeah, but I mean, he wasn't a fighter. He was a healer, and he saved all these guys.
Well, he's an army man. That was the thing. It was like even people, other healers carried guns.
Right.
But he's like, hey, it's against my religion. I'm not carrying a gun.
Not going to kill nobody.
You're going to go to battle, not carry a gun. He goes... Yeah, I'm not trying to kill people. I'm just trying to save lives.
That's pretty brave.
It's well, they're all like, pussy, you don't want to fire a gun. You're well, using this
loophole. What was his name?
Desmond Doss. He saved 75 lives.
Oh, fuck yeah. He better be getting the Congressional Medal of Honor on top. He was a combat medic.
He got the highest Medal of Honor. Yeah, combat. No, but there was a word for, like, that they use in the movie. I can't remember. I feel bad, but.
Oh, he did win the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah. Only person ever carried a gun to do that. I'm pretty sure.
True story.
I could be wrong.
So, true story of Private First Class Desmond T. Doss, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor despite refusing to bear arms during World War II on religious grounds. Doss was drafted and ostracized by fellow soldiers for his pacifist stance, but went on to earn respect and adoration for his bravery.
Because he saved all their fucking lives.
Yeah, I know,
lives.
Right? Yeah, right.
This guy's all right, you know?
Yeah, I know. And compassion. After he risked his life without firing a shot to save 75 men. 75 fucking men?
He was even getting... He was saving some enemy fellas.
In the Battle of Okinawa. Can you imagine saving 75 guys in one battle?
He won the
fucking time that would take?
Wait, tell me. What did you not like about the movie, though?
Didn't like the
killing.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? The projection, the
production.
Production?
Production, maybe.
I guess projection would be the word. Like,
what do you mean? What do you think they're trying to project?
Like, this dude was just this bitch who was so afraid of guns. Like, no, the movie made him seem scared.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I didn't like it.
It was a good. What movie did you think you saw? It was
Hacksaw Ridge with fucking Garfield played fucking Spider Man.
Dude, Peter Pan got in the fucking trenches with Schmitty.
Peter Parker. Sorry, dude.
I was waiting for. I can't believe it took that long for you. But for real, like in the trenches. He's like, I ain't carrying a gun. He throws a grenade, he kicks a grenade in the movie. I don't know if the guy did that in real life, but I was like, what? Did God say you could do grenades? He's like, I didn't say anything about grenades. I just said, I ain't touching guns. I'm sick, son. I saved 75 motherfuckers.
What if he just did explosives? He was an explosives guy.
And he was like, dude, me and God get it. You dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah.
Baby, Desmond wrote that song.
What if he's like, me and God got to understand, like, if I shoot a guy directly.
Have you ever heard of Alvin York?
No. But wait, why do you hate Hacksaw Ridge?
I didn't like the way the movie was made. Oh, just didn't like it.
You don't like the guy?
It's a good story.
It's a true story. It's not?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good story.
Well, I wish he would have died in the paper mill.
So you don't dislike the actual story. You just dislike the movie.
Yeah.
So it's production. Like, you dislike the production of... Or the...
Oh, the...
The...
They made him come off as a bitch in the movie.
No, they didn't. They made him come off as an honest man. He stuck to his fucking guns. Literally, through in and through out.
I get what
he was in military prison, facing fucking life and shit. He's like, I'm gonna take this plea deal, get out, go home, marry my girl, bang my girl, that'll be tight. And then he's like, fuck that, I ain't no bitch.
So you got cash?
I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm a fucking, whatever you, the CEO, I wish, I don't think we have a conservative observator or something, I think it is. No one's Googled that. I've asked you 6 times.
I looked up his job title. It told me he was a fucking combat
conservative
medic.
Look up what a conservative observator or something is. Like, you legally don't have to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I learned from the movie. I don't know how relevant it is now. If they're like, no. If you want to join the military.
Yeah.
I mean, or they're like, you want to do that? That's fine. Then
we'll so he was in
the proper place.
So he was a POW, too, on top of it? Prisoner of war.
No, he never got caught. He wasn't no bitch, dude.
No, but I mean, you say you went to jail.
No, America.
Oh, in America.
He didn't leave the States yet. They're
oh,
like,
gotcha.
You fucking disobeying orders?
Hmm. Conscientious observer.
Objector. Conscientious objector.
So he was in the brig. That's what they call it. Isn't that the term, Tommy? Like, if one of our boys is acting up, you put him in the brig.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like, that's like it's army jail, right?
The brig.
No, I thought that was for boats. But no.
Anywho, yep.
He was thrown in prison, yes.
Hmm.
And what could was, deal with you?
Well, what did he do to just not want to carry a gun?
They're like, you gotta carry a gun. And then he's like, no, I don't have to. They looked up like, all right, he don't have to, but run his ass out. Get his ass out of here.
Right.
And then they try to get his ass out of here.
Hmm.
And then he was like, I'm the fastest y'all got. I'm the quickest y'all got.
Hmm. I'm like, the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
And then they beat his ass one night. Beat the hell out of him.
I don't like that.
And the one guy you thought would be out, it wasn't. He's like, dude, but what's going on, dude? You should quit, bro. He doesn't really love him, but he's just like, dude, he was the first guy that was addicted to him, Schmitty. First guy that was addicted to DOS.
So what they did the whole deal. Everybody puts their bar soap in a bag and just beats the shit out of them.
I think they didn't even cover their fists. I think they just beat the hell out of
him. Damn.
They flipped him out of his bed.
Mm.
But he didn't tattle. Vince Vaughn comes in. He goes, who the hell beat the hell out of you?
Yeah.
Or he goes, hey, I'll walk in your car. You're quitting. He goes, I ain't quitting.
Who did this code red?
He goes, I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah. The amazing Spider-Man.
That's one different. And then Vince Vaughn's like, word. He goes, yeah.
He's like,
he goes, all right, well, who the hell beat the hell out of you, Spider-Man? He goes,
Spider-Man.
I sleep hard. He really says that. I swear to God, that's a real quote from the movie. He goes, I sleep hard.
Hmm.
And Vince Vaughn's like, mispegged you? Doesn't really wink like I just did, but. That'd be nice if he did that, right?
So is Vince Vaughn his usual, you know...
No, he's badass, dude. He's fucking...
So he's not his
he's
usual
sore.
Character.
He's sore.
He's funny as hell. No, he's funny as hell. Look, the shit he says to people. He even gets this fucking pussy-ass guy that doesn't want to carry a gun to laugh. And he's like, pussy, why are you laughing? Don't show me your teeth.
So he went like, Spider-Man, like last night, like, would you get like mutter buttered or did you get beaten up? Or, you know, like talking a million miles an hour, you know, like.
He's like, you want to show your teeth right now? I'll fucking knock him out for you. Like, he's sorry, dude. But no, great fucking movie. Pretty sure just gave a great synopsis on part of it. And you hated it. The movie.
It's probably because I don't like Garfield.
Real? Is that why you hate it?
I haven't watched it in a while, but I really don't like that guy.
No, but you were starting to tell it outside. You're like, I'll save it for the cast of like, hey, when did you watch it? That's what I was trying to say. Is like, if I get when they showed it to you.
2019.
But that's when you were joining?
Yeah.
So was that like the first movie you saw at boot camp?
No. Black Hawk Down. Because
you told me you were like, they showed us some war movies, but...
Black Hawk Down was the first movie they showed us. We watched it on the 4th of July.
Was it good? I haven't seen it.
That actually is a good movie.
But you didn't like Hacksaw Bridge. Ridge. Hacksaw.
Funny
Ridge.
Story, when I watched...
The Ledge.
Hacksaw, it was when I fucking donated the platelets.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
It's the same process as plasma. This is a different something that's in your body, I guess. But yeah. That was the movie I had to watch while I fucking donated.
You were so lucky.
I wish I could watch a movie.
You can if you get it on your phone.
You can do that.
Guys, like, you can play on your phone. That's what I do the whole time.
I always forget I get the Netflix.
We'll show you on break, but you can do this. But, alright.
Real shit, real quick. History buffs out there that may listen to us. If you don't know about Alvin York, look into Alvin York. He's the fucking dude.
One of my notes was John's customer's F-word story. What does that mean to you? I don't remember this, but what does that mean to you?
John's customer's F-word story.
F-word story. A customer recently. I don't know F-word if it was the F-A-G word or the F-U-C-K word. But you told me a story recently. I was like, dude, John, we got to write this down for the fucking cast.
You remember what I said?
It was the F-word story.
Oh. Well, I couldn't remember like, if I actually the told F-word you the was story. Said,
oh. No, okay. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I was like, dude, don't tell me
that. Oh, yeah. So, thank you. So, in our establishment, we have these super nice bathrooms that have been updated since 2010. There's been certain obscenities carved into the stalls. If you want to go take a grumpy, like Blue did earlier, or a dump, or whatever you want to call it.
Dropping piles, and, who cares?
Yeah, so we had, I don't know what the PC is on the boy that went in there. Autistic. Oh, the PC?
That's fair, I think.
Yeah. So.
As long as you don't put an R in front of it, it's fine.
Okay, deal. So, this sweet autistic boy, he goes in.
Autistic.
He
shouldn't put an R in front of that.
He drops him a grumpy. Like, from hell. Because after he complained about the stall, I went in there to see said obscenity. And it stunk. Oh, man, did it stink.
Wait, did he write the obscenity in shit?
No, it was carved into the stall.
Oh, come on, get rid of it.
So somebody carved...
Caveman down.
Somebody carved fag or fuck or something in there. And so he goes all the way to the host stand, and he goes, or no, it was fuck. And he's like, Mom, that bathroom's got fuck in it. Like, and over and over, like, in the whole restaurant staring at him at the host stand at this point. And I was like, ugh. I mean, I didn't say it, but I was like, ugh, chill, dude. Like,
but, read the fucking room, boy.
He goes, can never come here again, Mom. Can never come here again. Fuck's in the bathroom. Damn. So, yeah, that was the fuck story. Yeah, part of the story.
Fuck.
Yep, there it is. So, I mean, you know, he might as well, he could have been Jay and Silent Bob's, like, third guy, like, in Clerks, you know, in front of that gas station. Not the guy that sucks.
I almost want to pause this and bring up the Mike Rainey thing.
Ooh.